Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is making it clear tonight he's not a fan of what the Republican National Committee did last week. On Friday, the RNC censured Representatives Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger for serving on the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot. And today, McConnell says,
the issue is whether or not the RNC should be sort of singling out members of our party who may have different views from the majority. That's not the job of the RNC.
And while the RNC characterized the Capitol attack as legitimate political discourse, McConnell tonight calls it a violent insurrection.
Joining us now to talk more about it is Axios reporter Aaron Doherty. And Aaron, what else did McConnell say today, and why is it so significant?
Yeah. So as you said, McConnell today, in a sort of unusual break with the RNC, pushed back on the description of January 6th as legitimate political discourse. And he had a pretty strong account of being in the Capitol that day, a year and a month ago. He said, "We saw it happen. It was a violent insurrection for the purpose of trying to prevent the peaceful transfer of power." And so that was a pretty searing, rebuke of the RNC's claims that it was legitimate political discourse. And so it's a fascinating development. It's still early, but a party doesn't want to be disagreeing in an election year. There's no sign that the GOP base is ready to break from Trump. But it certainly underscores the diversity of views about the election and whether it was legitimate or not, as Trump had been pushing the false claims that it was stolen.
Do you think McConnell has opened the door for some other lawmakers who have maybe felt this way for a long time to finally say something?
Potentially. I think it could add some traction to this group of Republican lawmakers who have pushed back against the RNC's claims. Nearly 140 Republican leaders last week signed a statement condemning the censures. And so I think it definitely could add some traction to the rebuke of the RNC. And McConnell usually has a pretty good sense of his caucus. So I think it could certainly create some additional traction, but it's still early to tell.
Aaron, it would seem that his caucus is also speaking out. We heard from Mitch McConnell, who said that anything that the RNC does that makes the Republican Party look, I guess, somewhat dumb, is really something that they should push back on. So it's not just McConnell. It seems to be the Republicans in the Senate versus the Republicans in the House.
Yeah, I think you're right. In House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy this afternoon, he actually defended the RNC's use of legitimate political discourse. And so I think that sort of division could definitely be there, but it's still, I think it's just the censures are sort of reopening the divisions between, the pro-Trump wing of the party, the anti-Trump wing, and then the rest of the GOP still sort of trying to find its identity.
Interesting. You look over to the other side of the aisle and the Democrats, not a stellar few weeks for Joe Biden, although maybe a little bounce last week. And I wonder now, as we look toward the midterms, whether this new Republican conversation, and I guess I'm being diplomatic there, might give the Dems a little edge.
Right. Yeah, I think, among the Republican Party, I think it could be seen as poor timing, the censures, and it's sort of a distraction from the midterms. As you said, Biden has been dealing with the Democrats have been dealing with their own challenges. And so I think it's early to tell, but I think this isn't necessarily a distraction that you would want as a party in an election year.
Safe to say we'll see all of this in campaign ads. That's Axios reporter Aaron Doherty. Aaron, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.